WFISanAntonio.com.
KTSA News Time, 6:39. Jack Riccardi here for the late afternoon. Coming up, results on our Stevens Roofing JR poll. And joining us on our KTSA Kinetico Quality Water Softeners Newsmaker line, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, Dr. Thomas Patterson, the chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases at UT Health San Antonio, is joining us because I know you've heard a lot about, and Drs. Fauci and Burks have talked a lot about, a COVID-19 treatment that shows some promise and the clinical trial of it being conducted around the country. And UT Health San Antonio is involved in that. And so, Dr. Patterson, thank you for your time tonight and for coming on with us. And can you tell us a little bit about the local connection to that hopefully very promising treatment?
Thanks, Jack. This is a promising treatment. This trial involved patients with COVID-19 who were in hospital. They received the drug remdesivir, and it was compared to a placebo, an inactive compound, but basically showed that recovery time was shortened about 30% less, from 15 days down to 11 days. And importantly, mortality in these patients was reduced from about 11.6% to 8%, again, about 30% decrease. So for those of us treating patients with COVID-19 disease, really, I think a potentially very important advance.
And an incredibly rapid one in a short amount of time, right?
Yeah, so usually trials like this take quite a long time to get started, to get all the processes in place to really achieve results. This trial began for us here in San Antonio at University Hospital and UT Health San Antonio. We were notified that we were selected as a site in late March, like on the 21st, on a Saturday. And very rapidly, our research teams at both of our institutions jumped into rapid gear to make sure that our patients were able to receive these therapies. And within about 5 days, we had our first patient enrolled in the trial.
What would be the likely scenario, Dr. Patterson? Would it be that remdesivir itself is a treatment, or that as more drugs are researched and more treatments are researched, that it maybe becomes part of a suite or a combination of things that patients would get?
Yes, it sure could. This trial basically shows, as an antiviral drug, that means it attacks the virus specifically, it showed that significant benefit I just described. But Clearly, as clinicians and for patients, we would really like outcomes to even be better. So there's other things that happen in COVID-19 disease. Patients get often significant lung injury, a respiratory failure. They have to be on breathing machines. And so maybe we can give other drugs to help blunt those responses that cause those types of clinical scenarios. So, in fact, the next phase of this trial, which is to begin any day, will look at remdesivir, the antiviral drug, but it will combine that with other drugs to blunt this inflammatory response to see if outcomes might be better.
That's wonderful to hear. We hear people say often, or hold out hope as sort of the most distant goalpost, a vaccine. But then I've also heard people say, Doctor, not every virus ever winds up with a vaccine. So how confident should we be that there will eventually be versus there might never eventually be a vaccine?
Well, there might never be a vaccine, but I'm confident that the research that's ongoing now will show activity for a vaccine. There's a lot of work going on by really smart and investigators who can really do this, and the results are, I think, coming online in rapid time. I'm really hopeful that we will see a vaccine because we know a lot about the virus. those are things we didn't know so much before, and with really concerted efforts and with resources to make it happen, I'm confident that we will see a vaccine. Obviously, trials have to happen, but early results in a number of different settings seem supportive in that way, and so we'll have to see. But that's something that's really important for us, obviously, to really make sure that we reduce our risk of this infection.
There was news over the weekend about a new antibody test that is much more accurate than some of the others that are or were in use. And the antibody test is important because it shows whether someone has had the coronavirus. How concerned are you about the accuracy of not only the antibody tests, but the viral tests that are currently in use?
Yeah, so that's a really important question. The antibody tests have been rolled out as a promise to show active disease or previous infection and immunity. And so we don't know that yet. This last weekend, the FDA did approve another test. This one was developed by Roche that basically showed good sensitivity and specificity. That means it basically picks up disease that we know infection occurred. So in patients who had had an exposure to the virus and developed infection, they would develop this antibody. But the things we don't know is whether that antibody confers immunity. And the other point I'd like to really emphasize to the listeners is we definitely don't know that any of these antibody tests or it makes you be certain you don't have infection, because none of these tests can do that right now.
That's a good point about the question about immunity, because we're seeing in other countries the exploration of the idea of giving citizens basically immunity cards that would say, if based on your antibody test, you're safe to return to a particular job or industry. And what you're saying is it's very premature to assume that the antibody results make you some sort of bulletproof future patient, right?
That is right. And so we do hope that the antibody suggests that you're going to be less susceptible to infection. And I think we can assume that most patients who've had the infection are going to be less susceptible over at least some period of time. But it's really a kind of false sense of security, I think, to suggest that this is going to be our passport to return to work or to let down our guard. That's really important as we open up our economy for people to realize we've got to continue to exercise our social and physical distancing, as tiresome as it is. We can open up the economy, but we surely need to continue to practice those practices that are going to help us reduce spread of disease.
Very interesting. Dr. Patterson, thank you for the time. I know you're busy. We appreciate you and hope we can talk to you again in the future. But thanks tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right. We try to do this a couple of times a week. Dr. Thomas Patterson there, the chief of the Infectious Disease Department at UT Health San Antonio, with us on the KTSA Kinetico Quality Water Softeners line. We have the results on our Stevens Roofing JR poll. Speaking of testing, we'll see what the numbers show next on 550 and 107.1 KTSA. And if you have a water softener, here is good news from Kinetico. They will deliver those big, heavy bags of salt pellets to you just by you calling them at 210-656-PURE. It doesn't matter which brand you have. They will supply you with the salt pellets. Just ask. Just call and order them. 210-656-PURE. They'll bring them right in and put them right in for you in the garage where your water softener is, and you won't have to pick that up at the store or have it delivered some other way or have friends get it for you. It's any brand. Kinetico is ready with the salt. Now, if you don't have a water softener and you want to try the one I've been raving about for a long time on the air, you can try for 90 days, no price, no contract, no payments, a Kinetico quality water softener. It's great. Before the 90 days are up, you'll want to keep it for good. 210-656-7000.